This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
With Chris Barnes.
Solemn memorial observances will be held across the nation today on this 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Small towns and big cities all taking part. The major observances will be at or near the sites of the attacks, including Lower Manhattan. At the official 9/11 memorial, they'll hold a socially distanced event where the recorded reading of the names of those killed at Ground Zero will be played. A few blocks away, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation founder Stephen Siller says they'll hold an event where they'll read those names out loud.
It would be shame on us if we couldn't figure out a way to read these names in a safe way.
Vice President Mike Pence expected to attend the Foundation's observance. President Trump and Joe Biden will be at the memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to remember those killed when terrorists brought down Flight 93. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
More now on Remembering 9/11. Shortly after the first attack in Lower Manhattan that day, then-President George W. Bush was alerted while visiting a school, and a short time later, he made his first remarks to a shaken nation about the tragedy.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
Also on this date in 2012, 8 years ago, terrorist mobs with guns and grenades waged a fiery night-long attack on a U.S. diplomatic outpost in Benghazi, Libya, killing U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and 3 other Americans. President Obama spoke to the nation the next day about that.
Make no mistake, we will work with the Libyan government to bring to justice the killers who attacked our people.
Republican senators say they doubt they'll be passage of a stimulus package before the election after a pandemic relief bill failed yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The nation's biggest bank has been caught up in a COVID-19 fraud scheme. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
JPMorgan Chase has fired several employees after allegedly pocketing funds from a federal program designed to aid companies hurt by the coronavirus shutdown. An internal investigation by the nation's biggest bank prompted a government inquiry that found a number of JPMorgan employees improperly applied for and received money from the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. The EIDL program offered grants of up to $10,000 for businesses impacted by COVID-19. But J.P. Morgan's probe found that some bank employees got loans from the program and then deposited the money into their own personal accounts. The investigation was prompted by federal regulators who asked banks to examine any accounts that had received deposits from the program and continue to look for signs of fraud.
President Trump will present the Medal of Honor today to Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne. The South Carolina native has served as a Ranger with the Army Special Ops Command since 2007, and he's getting the highest military honor because of his actions in Iraq in 2015 that helped him free dozens of Iraqi hostages from their ISIS captors. You can find us online anytime or at USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. He's the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Always good to be on the show.
Well, good to have you here. Today, 9/11, a somber day, as we remember 19 years ago. Boy, I'll tell you, it brings back so many visions, and I was looking over pictures, historic pictures that were taken on that infamous day, and so profound, and it's amazing how the emotions and the feelings come back, even though 19 years later.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's one of the first things that I saw when I got up today on Twitter and Facebook and all that was, you know, where were you on 9/11? And I actually remembered where I was. I was in my college computer lab. And the first guy to come up to me to talk about what had happened was a friend of mine who was this really Afrocentrist guy who was always full of these nutty conspiracy theories. And when he started describing what had happened, like they're attacking New York with planes, it's probably foreign spies or soldiers, I thought he was lying. Mm-hmm. So he had to spend 15 or 20 minutes telling me, no, this is actually going on. And we went to some kind of student lounge. There was a TV that was showing what had happened with the smoke coming out of the Twin Towers and people sitting there crying. It's a memory that's still with me today.
Yeah. Yeah, it is powerful. I was honored to interview several survivors of that fateful day that were in, you know, the north and south buildings there, the Twin Towers. And it's still, you know, it is still with me. I mean, you know, just, you know, if you don't believe in God or the hand of providence, well, when you hear their stories, it has to convince you it is only by the grace of God that they survived.
Yeah, I definitely. Again, I'm not an unreligious guy. I do think that people that have gone through a tragic incident are very likely to attribute their surviving the tragic incident to sort of religious grace. And the cynical comeback in my profession would, of course, be, what about the rest of those that were involved?
Right.
But, yeah, I definitely think that if I were in a skyscraper that collapsed and I survived that, I would become a more religious man.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard, that's definitely what happened. I mean, people found, you know, pieces of girder in the wreckage that were burnt into the shape of crosses and so on. So there is some symbolism to enduring something like that, of course.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, no doubt that the effects of 9/11 still haunt us to this day. And so many changes happen in the American way of life. And here we are 19 years later dealing with COVID-19. And my question is, you do such great research and deep dives on these things. And the people have responded to your your tweets, and you even told me, you said, Bill, since you've been focusing on COVID, that your response and interaction with people has just, you know, grown exponentially. And I'm wondering, you know, after all these months of dealing with COVID, are we to the point where America is ready to deal with the numbers and the stats, or is it still caught up so emotionally, all being fueled by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, that we just are not ready to reason together?
I mean, I certainly hope we're ready to reason together and ready to think about the actual numbers involved here. And part of the reason for that, it would be 9/11. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there has to be passion. There has to be emotion in life. But generally, if you get caught up in panic or fear without looking logically at what's actually going on, that can have some pretty long-term impact. So, I mean, 9/11 influenced us for such a long time, in part because of how we responded to it. I mean, within 2 years, we had adopted the Patriot Act,
exactly,
which dramatically limited many of the normal freedoms that up until that point we took for granted as Americans. We found out pretty quickly, for example, that the government was surveying or watching many of the things you do on your phone, on your computer. Mm-hmm. We became involved not only in the Afghanistan war, but the Iraq war because of 9/11. And obviously, we always want to remember the heroes of that day. But to some extent, we also need to logically look at reactions to even the worst things that are proposed by people in power and ask, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. One of my fears about COVID-19, actually, if we don't start looking at what a more logical response would have been, or who actually suffered, is that we may end up with the equivalent of the Patriot Act, that many of the changes that we're instituting to respond to the bug will not necessarily go away.
Right.
And you're now seeing local elected officials, especially in some of the blue states, say that we should adopt these same policies in response to other things. So in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, I believe, is declaring or has declared racism to be a public health emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And we now know what the government can do in response to a public health emergency. So the question becomes, what's that going to mean 5 or 6 years down the road? And I hope we do practically look at who actually was affected, who actually unfortunately passed away, and how we can fight this in the future without maybe some of these broad sweeping policies.
Well, and the thing that's interesting, the CDC reported about 10 days ago the real number of people that died just from COVID alone. And that number, boy, they tamped that down really quick. I mean, you would have thought if there was any way they could have tied that to the insanity of Donald Trump and, you know, Trump, you know, letting this out. But clearly this came from the CDC and saying that it was only about 6% died as a result of only COVID. All others were comorbidity related. And so that number translated to probably a little less than 1,000 people right now as it stands. So that was quite shocking. But you thought, wait a minute, what happened to that headline? It didn't even make a headline.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that coming from that quantitative perspective, I mean, there are a lot of numbers that you want to think about that are relevant when you think about COVID-19. I mean, the first one of those is 82, mm-hmm. which is the average age of a victim. If you watch mainstream mass media, the impression would be that many or most of the people dying are young children or college athletes or just married school teachers, the people that are being featured. The average age of death is over 80. And FreeOp, the center-right think tank, pointed out that right now, I believe it's 51% of all deaths came out of the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Another figure we probably want to take to heart is 0.26%. So, I mean, after months of speculating early on, we remember Neil Ferguson. I'm not sure whatever happened to him, but his famous paper. We remember Pueyo, whose name I think was also Neil, whatever that indicates about the reliability of Neil's. But after months of speculation about these death figures being 5% or 8%, as you remember, in early June, the CDC released the actual figure looking at what's called the IFR, the total number of people to die across known and unknown cases. That was about 0.25%. And that's with seniors in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So we now know that quarantining seniors might have been one way to approach this. Those are two numbers that I think we need to take going forward as we look at COVID and as we look at more diseases like this. The third one that you mentioned, it was 6%. Now, that's more than 1,000 people, I will say, not necessarily by incredibly much, but of the 180,000 recorded COVID deaths, only 6% of those people didn't have at least one fairly serious, as I understand, comorbidity. We're not talking about mild obesity or something like that.
Right, exactly.
From the report that I read, the average was between 2.6 and 3.1 comorbidities. Now, diabetes is a comorbidity. We don't want to downplay this.
Dr. Riley, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We've got much more to share with Dr. Wilfred Riley right here. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ globally in the languages people were born to speak.
Less than 2% of people living in northeastern Thailand profess Christ. So the Tide Partner Ministry in Thailand asked God to open a way to effectively reach the other 98%. God responded by directing us to a government-controlled radio station with a broad reach. Although airtime on the government station costs more, the broadcast coverage is significantly widespread, reaching a primarily Buddhist region with the gospel 30 minutes each day, 5 days per week. Through this surprising channel, God is enabling the Tide Ministry to deliver the gospel in the language listeners were born to speak. The added expense is well worth it because a life that is eternally saved is priceless.
To learn more about how the Tide radio programs are making a difference by encouraging believers and sharing the gospel with listeners in Thailand, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, he's the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Wilfred Riley. Let me tell you, when you read his book, you can't hold back. I mean, you cannot not talk about it because the facts are right there. When he says 10 facts, I mean, there's not a lot of, you know, suggestion. I mean, Dr. Riley, you've done a great job in this book and laying out the facts. And, you know, because what happens when we get into discussions, especially some of these political things that we're mired in right now, people don't want to hear facts. But if you know the facts, they will set you free. I mean, you know, so you don't have to get so frustrated. But it's just that it's just the friends you have to live with to try to bring them along to say, OK, let's pause just a moment. Let's deviate from the passion that we have here and let's just sit down and reason together. And how do you reconcile and square the true statistics? I mean, it's not like you just, you know, went on top of a mountain, looked in a crystal ball and came up with some numbers.
Well, I mean, some pretty wise people have gone up mountains and come down with some rules. But, I mean, yeah, I tend to think that the facts in a conversation, they actually say this in law schools, medical schools. There are three things that matter in a case, the facts, and the facts. So I think that when you're looking even at the most intense, the most highly charged political and racial issues, the main thing that matters is what reality actually is. I mean, every human life is precious and so on down the line, but if we're battling a deadly disease, it's important to know that the average person who's at risk is 82. And when you find that out, you want to seal off non-medical visits to the nursing homes, which we didn't do for quite a while.
Right.
You want to never send a sick person into that nursing home environment, which was ignored by, unfortunately, many of the state governors. I'm not even going to make that a partisan issue. But it's important that that figure is 82, and it's silly to pretend that it's 13 and run stories about ill cheerleaders. And the same thing if you're talking about policing or race relations. I mean, if it turns out that interracial crime, white-black violent crime, is 5% of crime, and it's mostly minority on white, you probably don't need a national billion-dollar campaign to protect African-Americans from it. So reality, what's actually going on in the world, logically, as an adult businessman or woman or just functional person, kind of guides what you should do. What's real is what's important.
We dropped out there. Did we lose him here, Brad?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Flip there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did too. And I thought, okay, did we drop out and lose you altogether? Yeah, this is you know, you state that very well and perfectly. And this is the chance. I mean, this is why we appreciate you coming on and with the other experts that we have on the varying topics that we're dealing with today. But to kind of summarize where we were at in the first segment regarding, you know, COVID and you know, its similarity in terms of restrictions and modifications of our liberties with 9/11 and the Patriot Act, I mean, we're on this trajectory, are we not?
Yeah, I mean, there's a famous quote. It's originally, most recently, from the political apparatchik Rahm Emanuel, but I'm sure it goes back to some ancient Eastern or Western general, but never let a good crisis go to waste.
Mm.
And in general, there's certain things that leaders and government usually want to do, and one of those is restricting the power of kind of the free armed people who are a scary bunch. So very often following one of these things, we see the idea we need to take X, Y, and Z freedoms away so this never happens again. 9/11, I think Bush responded very well in a lot of ways, but you very definitely did see some of this stuff. I mean, the potential to, let's say, intimately search a citizen before you get on a plane. Everyone to this day is taking off their shoes and socks in airports because one goofball tried to blow up a plane by setting the side of a shoe on fire and was immediately beaten up by the rest of the people on that flight.
Right.
And will the same thing happen with COVID-19? Almost certainly there'll be an attempt to set up some kind of national pandemic policy or to codify some of the things that were done, like limiting groups of more than six. And I will say I strongly oppose that. I think we can do common sense things, wear a mask if you feel you're sick, against disease without taking rights away from the entire population.
Exactly. Well, hopefully, if that's even possible, that we the people can be much more involved and engaged in the process so that our liberties are not restricted. Because given, you know, given this process to the people at large, I believe that we would be better served as opposed to allowing bureaucrats to take it over. Because we know when bureaucrats take things over, all of a sudden it's the heavy hand of big government, isn't it?
I tend to think it. Yeah, when you're talking about bureaucracy itself, yeah, it almost always is by definition. One of the things about COVID-19 that's absolutely crazy and that's not mentioned is that those areas that did not shut down, Sweden, Japan, South Dakota in the USA did a good job, have the same death rate or a lower death rate than those areas that did shut down. This is, again, one of those facts you're not supposed to mention, but and this is just for a number of large places, Utah, Oklahoma City. What we found is that in those areas, people protected seniors, they canceled large events, and they practiced basic social distancing, and people wore masks if they felt at risk, which I think is kind of a cutoff for that. And the difference between that and shutting down the entire country, I'm not minimizing this extra loss, but was 1 or 2% if you look at what happened in Sweden.
Right.
I think actually the USA just passed Sweden in terms of deaths per million.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this awkward conversation to be had as we're taking away freedoms, but necessary conversation, which is, did all this extra stuff do anything at all, or did it just give those in power more power?
I would say if you were to pause right now and get an answer to that question, it would be you gave those in power more power. We're in time, a little bit more time and analysis, we'll be able to, filter this out as we've been able to filter out, some of the early decisions about nursing homes, as you'd mentioned earlier. I wanted to also address here, you're involved with a stellar group of people with 1776 Unites. Robert Woodson has been on with us several times, as several other of your colleagues with this group, and you have written something that's really important. I think it really stands in the face of this 1619 movement, and that is that slavery does not define the Black American experience. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, well, obviously the 1619 Project is the idea. This is sort of left-wing social science or history. And the idea, and very much in that Howard Zinn model, and the idea is that what defines America is sort of our flaws. The country or individuals in the country had African-American slaves. We broke the great native tribes in the wars. We stole part of the country from Mexico. And my take's a little different. I'm a member of what's called the 1776 Initiative, which is the Black business and social science community's response to 1619. And we make a pretty obvious point, which is that every country in the history of the world fought dubiously ethical wars and enslaved its battle captives and so on down the line. What makes the USA unique isn't that we did those things, but that we stopped them globally. That us and the Brits essentially put together a naval force that stopped the high seas slave trade. Slavery was a human universal through ancient Rome, Mongolia, so on down the line until our society ended it. But direct point of the essay is that slavery obviously was part of Black history, but I've never been a slave. I've never known anyone that held a slave. You saw slavery in the USA from 1776 to 1865 because there wasn't any USA before 1776. About 90 years.
Right.
To put that in context, we've seen 53 years now of pro-Black affirmative action. That began with the Philadelphia Plan in 1967. And you can oppose both of those things, but to say that all of Black history was defined by clashing with our white countrymen or by the practice of forced sharecropping or something doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm a lawyer in the Kentucky capital city. So it's important that we have a realistic perspective on this. Don't just exaggerate the good, but also don't just exaggerate the bad, which is insane.
Well, and also you run into the problem, on what your focus is. If the focus is the negative, that is going to form your worldview. That is going to stick you in that situation. You'll be stuck in that perspective. That's not going to help you and your family, as opposed to, as you say, you understand it. This is part of the history, and you move on and you celebrate. That was then versus now. And I believe then and now is very positive, and I don't see systemic racism. Humbly, I say that. But you have that narrative being pushed upon America right now.
Yeah, and I'll note we're both not unsuccessful minority men. I mean, to a certain extent, you always want to tell yourself you're a victor, you're going to compete and succeed, even if that's not true. I mean, before a high school basketball game against the number one team in the country, you're not going to say, we don't have a chance out there, boys. But in the USA, the great thing is that it mostly is true.
Exactly.
I mean, we've had a Black man.
About 5 seconds left here.
States.
Yes, we have 5 seconds. Dr. Wilfred Riley on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Will.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the 19th annual remembrance of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on New York, Washington, and the crash of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both plan to attend ceremonies in Shanksville today. Last night, a Towers of Light tribute was held there to remember those who died when the hijacked jet crashed in a field. This man in attendance last night said,
"It was our Pearl Harbor for our generation. And, you know, these lights represent the souls that went up to heaven."
Vice President Mike Pence will be at one of two memorials being held in New York City today. A service will also be held at the Pentagon. About two dozen people now dead in devastating wildfires, burning millions of acres across more than a dozen western states. Dozens of people are also missing in California. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
And, you know, based on this conversation, I hope you understand how precious, number one, our freedoms are, and how they're laying in the balance. They are in the balance right now and before America. With all that's been going on with COVID-19, I often tell my children that experience defines preference. And America is experiencing a lot when it comes to our liberties and our Constitution. And, oh, yes, by the way, next week is a time on the 17th is a time that we will remember. It's Constitution Day. And it's a good time, I say, to reconnect with the Constitution. If you haven't read it for a long time, I think we should do it several times a year just out of tradition. And this is a perfect time to sit down and read the Constitution with your family. It's a quick read, but very powerful. And it will really get you thinking. And it might get you upset a little bit because you're going to see the conflict that arises and the disconnect between what our Constitution says and how our modern government is responding to the idea that we, the people, are the boss of them. Joel Gilbert joins us now. It's great to have Joel with us. He is a Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, whose most recent film, The Trayvon Hoax, which has now been downloaded for free over 110,000 times. And we'll talk a little bit about that, but we're also going to talk about his new column, which is for the left. Blacks are once again raw material for the revolution. Think about that. Joel, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to be here. I'm actually now up to 200,000.
Well, yeah, I thought maybe that number had been revised, because when I saw that, I says it could be an older number. So yes, 200,000. That's excellent, and you know, and it's so important that people wake up to the truth. But you know, I find it quite interesting, because what you had to reveal was so breakthrough. You thought, okay, well, this thing is just going to light up from coast to coast. And it takes a while, you know. Even like I mentioned a couple of days ago in a conversation with Peter Schweitzer, when we were talking about the Clinton uranium deal, I'm going, wait a minute. And in retrospect, it took over 3 years before it got into the mainstream. And I'm thinking, this is so huge. What is? Why did it take so long? But even Peter said, it's just the nature. It's the nature of things that it. Some of these things that you think that are so breakthrough take so long, and as a result of you know, our initial discussions about the Trayvon Martin hoax, I am still shocked that Benjamin Crump is still an attorney because of what he did through that whole trial process. And of course, the lawsuit with
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman still continues, right?
That's right. And yes, it is. You know, as much as I know how slow the media is and how hard it is to get things out there, it's still shocking to me. I had a press club event at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. almost a year ago now. Not that much media showed up. Most disappointing, of course, I guess, even the conservative media, Fox News, all the, you know, regular conservative people. And I basically said, look, I gave irrefutable evidence that the biggest judicial hoax of this century, the biggest thing that set back race relations, that was a turning point,
mm-hmm.
that divided the country, the George Zimmerman trial, it was all based on a hoax. The key witness for the prosecution, Rachel Gentel, was not on the phone with Trayvon Martin. She was not his girlfriend. I found the real girl. She's in the movie. I presented the case, and I said, look, the Democrats and the media, I even told the conservatives, are going to pivot back to this race hoax stuff in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Better cover this and expose this, because Black Lives Matter was founded on this hoax. Benjamin Crump, Al Sharpton, these are the guys that are going to be out there trying to foment racial division. And it was very slow. I mean, it got lots of views and, you know, some publicity. Then when Zimmerman filed his lawsuit based on the findings of my film for civil conspiracy and fraud against Trayvon's mother, who was in on it, Benjamin Crump, state of Florida prosecutors, huge publicity worldwide for about 24 hours. I was on the Today Show even.
Right.
And then it just disappeared again. And I'd say the biggest disappointment is that the same characters, the same people, Ben Crump, Al Sharpton, with the exact same formula, there's some incident where a black person is killed. Immediately, the formula is, they say, this was definitely racism with no evidence whatsoever.
Now it's systemic. Now it's systemic racism. Right?
Now it's in the system. Give us this money, change all the laws, and change the country because of this. And everyone just kind of goes along with it without even realizing that the facts aren't in yet. In all these cases, what happens is about a year or so later, it goes to court, and we find out all the initial things we were told are not true, and all the reactions were totally unnecessary. And we find ourselves in this downhill spiral with the racial division and Black Lives Matter agenda, which is totally unnecessary. Even the George Floyd thing, which looked bad, the coroner said he did not die of asphyxiation. It was probably a fentanyl overdose.
Right.
And, you know, we find out much later. So there's people with political agendas that have been exploiting black Americans, as I covered in this article you mentioned, that for the left, they consider blacks the raw material for revolution. And this goes all the way back to the 1930s when the Soviet Union actually recruited what they called at that time black Bolsheviks. And I go through this article, it'll be on American Thinker tomorrow.
Yes.
And they actually attracted black Americans to the Soviet Union in the 30s. And within a year, they sent them all to the gulag and killed them all. And this is a kind of a formula that they used to push aside the NAACP at the time for these radical black Bolshevik groups. And that's kind of what's happening now. Black Lives Matter is a far-left revolutionary socialist organization, and they claim the mantra of civil rights, but it really is not a civil rights organization. This is a far-left radical Marxist group that wants to overthrow the government.
End of story. And this is a thing where you say, whether it's Benjamin Crump, you know, the traditional black leadership of that has been out front, you know, Jesse Jackson on down. I don't think they realize what's happening here with Black Lives Matter, because this has no proximity to Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. looked for reform. He didn't look for revolution. Black Lives Matter is totally unhinged, and as you say, they are using this civil rights or, you know, alleged systemic racial issue to serve their end game, which is, you just go back to the 30s, but from the history of man, you go back thousands of years. This is, you know, something that humanity has been susceptible and open to all the time, is that you get somebody who comes in from the outside who agitates, creates dissatisfaction, and what's the easiest way to do that but with the people who are less than? And as Karl Marx was famous for saying, all he needed was 1% to convert the 99.
Yeah.
And here we are. I mean, a very small percentage of people are out there, and we're seeing Portland held hostage for over 100 days. All this looting and everything else, and then the media and these government leaders want to present it or want us to rethink what we're seeing, these burning buildings and looting, people losing jobs, all this destruction, and it's reframed as peaceful protesting. Really?
Well, what they've done is the Marxist-Leninist movement, and in America, even worldwide, but in America, they've never presented Marxism-Leninism as their goal, because they know Americans would never buy into this nonsense about, we're going to give all our property to the government, we're going to give them all our money, we're going to put all the bourgeois in jail, that's the entrepreneurs, have the government take over all businesses. This is such nonsense. They know no one would ever buy into it. So they present instead anti-racism as their goal. They say, well, we're now anti-fascist watchdogs. We want to make everybody equal. And then they expand the definition of racism each time to meet their needs and to cover more and more behaviors. And then they offer the remedies. The remedies are always socialism. But
yes,
they'll never tell you that behind this idea of civil rights is a Marxist-Leninist goal that has nothing to do with black Americans.
Yeah, you have to engage some critical thinking here to understand it. Even though, I mean, the Black Lives Matter organizers have made it real clear this is what it's all about. It's about revolution. You hear them on the street, you know, burn it down. It's the absolute destruction of the American dream. And for some reason, America gets tone deaf when they hear threats like that. They just don't believe that people really want them dead. But that's what they want. And we've got more from Joel Gilbert after this.
For your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business. Finance Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
There it is, that critical pronoun, we the people. It's about self-responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, the country's being overrun by a small percentage. As I was sharing with Joel Gilbert, we're reminded of what Karl Marx said. All he needed was 1% to control the 99%. And think about it. Think what's happening right now. How much of your life has been compromised by a small number of people? And whether we're talking about COVID, the racial strife, the destruction of property that the mainstream media would want us to believe that it's mostly peaceful. And they say this as they're reporting live, Joel Gilbert. And in the background over their shoulder, you see buildings burning and they go, it's a mostly peaceful protest.
Right. You know, look, the media coverage, the American media is just part of this far-left movement. They do not have the agenda and goals of either reporting or preserving anything American on their agenda, unfortunately. As I talked about earlier, by the way, you can see my film. Anyone can watch the trailer. I actually have a link to watch the movie for free at thetrayvonhoax.com. Go to thetrayvonhoax.com. But I presented the most consequential a film that detailed a judicial fraud in the Trayvon Martin case that never should have been brought to trial. Black Lives Matter was founded because of the acquittal of George Zimmerman. They expected a conviction because of the fake witness that they used. All these cases, they're going to go to trial a year later, find out that everything was trumped up charges or based on fake witnesses and fake information. And good luck to the people of Minneapolis when they exonerate those police officers and there's no police left to protect the property.
Exactly.
They're against police because police protect private property. And in communism and Marxism, they don't want private property. It all goes to the government. Therefore, they want to get rid of the police. So you can't protect private property. It's part of the ideology. It's one reason why Bill de Blasio, committed Marxist ideologue, immediately defunds the police, gets rid of the 600-member task force that gets weapons off the street. He's fundamentally against having police. because they protect private property, foundation of the free market system of democratic system. So these trends have to be reversed. I thought my film would have a bigger impact. We're almost a year since it came out, and a lot of hundreds of thousands of people have seen it. I've been done a lot of interviews, but you know, even the big conservatives were always afraid of it, didn't want to address it. Hannity covered the Trayvon Martin case, day to day, hour by hour. He was on it for over a year, and why hasn't he covered it? So even the conservatives are afraid to cover anything to do with race. They're afraid of being.
But I don't think Hannity reported on the witness exchange, did he?
He did not. He did not. I'm saying all these mainstream, even Breitbart, all the big mainstream conservative that we think of as conservative, even people like Candace Owens, you'd think you'd want to talk about it. Larry Elder, I provided the information to them, and they just ignored it. They say, oh, I got a book coming out, or they've got these different excuses, but it is the most consequential thing, the very foundation of the whole Black Lives Matter movement. Everything that's happening today was all based on a hoax.
Well, this is why you and I have been joined at the hip from day one on this. And we were just talking with your colleague, Dr. Wilfred Riley, which we did a tandem thing, with all three of us on this in previous interviews. This is just, it's amazing. But what concerns me is let's look forward 60 days from now. We've got an election to go on. People are being conditioned in much the same way as they've been conditioned to think that, you know, with Hillary Clinton in 2016, she had to win. There was no way she was going to lose. And so when she lost, the only way that could have been possible was because Donald Trump and the Republicans cheated. And, let's come up with a scenario that it was because of the Russians. And right now, currently, we know not only the Russians are still doing everything they can to interfere, China is even better equipped, which they overlooked altogether in 2016. They're so entangled with everything that is America and doing everything that they can to overthrow. I mean, what are we looking at? We've been conditioned to have this riotous behavior when things don't go as expected. And right now we're being told by polls, we're being told by the media that it is going to be a win for, you know, Joe Biden. The race is tightening up. But Joe Biden, even with his, seemingly mental incapacities, is still going to be the next president of the United States.
I think that the Democrats actually pretty much understand this is a losing cause. They're probably not going to win the presidency. I think what they do want to do, though, is to put the race into question as much as possible, claiming it's Russia or, all this interference, voter suppression. You didn't let everybody vote. You didn't count all the mail-in ballots that are still hanging around all over the place. Just to make Trump an illegitimate president, as they did in 2016 with the Russia hoax. And then I think they'll just want to use that mantra of, it was because America is racist and the voter suppression.
Exactly.
And then use that to recruit people and sign people up and obstruct and register people to vote to go for the big midterms. And then look to come back with their candidate for the big final death match 2024. I don't think they're not in it for the short game as much as conservatives are. Conservatives, we said, we have to beat Hillary or the United States will never be the same. She's committed to open borders, raising taxes, all this corruption. We have to win. The Democrats don't think of it like that. They think of the long game. If we don't win now, we'll come back later.
Right.
And so I think they're up to something just to make the election look as illegitimate and confusing as possible so they can use that in the future.
Well, I mean, even the threats of having the military come in and remove Donald Trump from office, like he's not going to leave. And, you're going to see, finger marks all the way out the Oval Office, to get him off the grounds. I mean, this is all ridiculous, the way this thing is being set up. It's so un-American. But, tied into what you said earlier, how they have neutered law enforcement, with the neutering of law enforcement right now, I mean, and all hell breaks loose, what is America going to look like after what we've gone through between COVID and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the burning down of buildings, destruction of property and everything, what's it going to look like when the people are being told that, you know, Joe Biden's going to win? I mean, the poll says he's going to win, and it doesn't come out that way. We're going to have all hell breaking loose on our hands here.
Well, they're going to try it, but I think they, my assessment is that they overplayed their hand in all of this violence and looting and threats, that they've actually overplayed their hand. The biggest fans of my film, the Trayvon hoax, believe it or not, are Black Americans. I get emails, comments on YouTube. They're all saying, we got played.
Yes.
We don't want any of this socialism nonsense. Even my prior films, I interviewed people in the South Side, Chicago, Detroit, all these great Black Americans. It's like you're talking to conservatives. They don't want legalization of marijuana. They don't want illegals taking their jobs. They're not interested in any of this high taxation, all the socialist agenda. They're not even interested. They're really quite conservative. They got sucked in by the fact that Barack Obama was Black, thought that maybe he was looking out for them. Everything got worse for Black Americans in inner cities, everywhere, during his administration, and I think they're coming around.
And I think this is what's happening and why you're seeing in some polls that Blacks are siding more increasingly with Donald Trump. And it started with Donald Trump's, you know, point to them. You know, what have you got to lose in 2015 and 2016 as well? And they thought about it. They go, well, kind of, you know, you might be right. You know, after looking at 8 years with a Black president, we didn't gain a whole lot here, and after all that we've been going through for decades, we're really, you know, we're not that better off. I mean, some of these reforms have not been tackled, and look, it took this gazillionaire white guy from Manhattan to do something about social justice. All these other presidents, including Barack Obama, talked about it, but it was just all wordsmithing. There was nothing to back it up. He didn't do one thing about social justice.
Right, and Trump's biggest, best policy that I think is going to get a ton of support from Black Americans is this school choice.
Yes.
People don't realize how big that is, because in the inner cities, all the schools are just terrible. They're failing. That's what leads to these drug cultures, single-parent homes, crime. So by getting school choice, which the Democrats are against, I think that tells the story more than anything else.
No, that's a good point, because it just furthers the problem. I mean, it exacerbates the issue. And, you know, social justice is all part of it. You know, prison reform, you know, key as well, because look what we have, the issue of fatherlessness. My friend Larry Elder talks about this, you know, quite directly and repeatedly, and rightfully so, is that's a huge issue when you've got 70% of these young kids being raised without a father. I mean, that's just heartbreaking and devastating. And look at the results.
Okay, well, again, I ask everyone, go to the TrayvonHoax.com. You can see the film, see the whole story of how this all started. And I think it's coming and taking a while, but I think it is having a big impact.
Well, it will. I mean, look, at if 1%, all it takes, 1% of Marxists to control 99%, why can't the opposite be true? Why can't 1% of good spread out? And 200,000 is a long way to go to millions, but I believe, you know, that's what we need to get to, is we need to, you know, get it out there, and that's why we love having you back on again to keep the word out there to see the movie. You can see it absolutely free. Where can they go to download it, Joel?
Yeah, again, you go to the TrayvonHoax.com. And by the way, Trayvon's mother, who's a big race baiter, she was in on the Trayvon hoax. She lost by only 300 votes running for county commissioner in Miami-Dade. So maybe it did have an effect already.
Well, congratulations on it, and we thank you for being with us. Take care, Joel.
Thanks so much.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40.